Today is Tuesday the 11th of August, the Feast of St. Clair, in the 19th week of Ordinary Time. As you listen to today's song, notice if anything stands out to you in the lyrics. Can you turn this into a short prayer? John Guerra sings, "Who is greatest?"
Who is greatest in the kingdom? The kingdom of heaven. Who would you say? Not the rich and not the strong, not the brilliant, but the small. Lowly ones will be made first to inherit the universe. So become like children. Despise any small ones. I tell you their prayers always reach God. Just like oak trees in a field, they'll stand tall.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child, whom he put among them, and said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. Take care that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I tell you, in heaven, their angels continually see the face of my Father in heaven. What do you think? If a shepherd has 100 sheep and one of them has gone astray, Does he not leave the 99 on the mountains and go in search of the one that went astray? And if he finds it, truly I tell you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 that never went astray. So it is not the will of your Father in heaven that one of these little ones should be lost.
The disciples want to know who is greatest, and Jesus' answer puts a child among them, measuring greatness not by status, but by littleness. Clara of Assisi, whose feast falls today, fought her whole life to keep her sisters in that same littleness, insisting on what she called the privilege of poverty. What status, security, or standing do you find yourself reluctant to let go of? The shepherd leaves the 99 sheep to search for the one that has strayed and rejoices over it more than over all the rest. It is not the will of the Father that even one of these little ones should be lost. Can you recall a time when you knew yourself sought out like that, not because you had earned it, but simply because you had wandered? Listen to the reading again and let yourself be this time the child or the one sheep who is searched for.
At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child, whom he put among them, and said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble, like this child, is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. Take care that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I tell you, in heaven their angels continually see the face of my Father in heaven." What do you think? If a shepherd has 100 sheep and one of them has gone astray, does he not leave the 99 on the mountains and go in search of the one that went astray? And if he finds it, truly I tell you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 that never went astray. So it is not the will of your Father in heaven that one of these little ones should be lost.
Claire's joyful littleness was fierce and determined. Is there a place in you that still wants the security of being counted great? Or are you willing to let go and let your truest self be found instead? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end.
Amen.